They came, more than 300 of them, to honor a man they all respected. Sunday, November 4th, the university saluted one of its own. I'm Stephen Lay, Public Information Officer for the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. During a special Choir of the North performance, the university renamed its Fine Arts Concert Hall in honor of retired music professor Charles Davis. The facility is now the Charles W. Davis Concert Hall. The honor recognizes the work of a man who many feel shaped the destiny of the university's music department. Dr. Patrick J. O'Rourke, UAF Chancellor, came to the campus after Professor Davis retired. But Davis's work was evident everywhere.
While we are here today to honor you, I guess I must really say that I think it is the university that is appreciative and is being honored for your so graciously lending us your name, so that students who follow may further benefit from your inspiration and achieve by association with your name that extra quest for excellence. On behalf of the Board of Regents there, let me read to you and to this audience the permanent inscription that shall ascribe this hall. The Charles W. Davis Concert Hall, named in honor of Charles W. Davis, Professor Emeritus of Music at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. From his arrival in Fairbanks in 1963 and since his retirement in 1979, Professor Davis has contributed significantly to the musical life of this campus and to the Fairbanks community. In recognition of his many artistic and academic contributions, this concert hall is named for Charles W. Davis and is dedicated this fourth day of November, 1984.
It's not a simple process to name a university building. It also takes considerable support.
Every time that I have an opportunity to hear one of the many performances that emanate from our music department, such as that we're hearing here today, I'm filled with pride, emotion, and gratitude, not only for the performers and their current faculty members, but I'm also filled with a sense of appreciation to you, sir, for the solid foundations of excellence that you laid, for the inspiration that you have left behind, and for the leadership that you so ably provided over the years. The naming of a physical entity within the university is not something that we take lightly. Such action requires the support and endorsement of your colleagues, review and consideration by the administration, and approval by the Board of Regents. In all arenas, let me report enthusiastic support, sir.
During his years at the university, Davis affected the lives of many, according to Dr. David Speck, the current head of the UF Music Department.
The university reserves the honor of naming a place after an individual for those persons whose contribution to the institution has been truly outstanding and whose leadership and vision continue to inspire those who follow in their place. To appreciate Professor Davis's contributions, you have to appreciate how far the music department has developed since he came into Fairbanks in 1963. When Professor Davis joined the music faculty in that year, the department consisted of only one full-time faculty member and had only one declared music major. The department was housed in the upper level of the old museum building, which has been recently named Signers Hall, and concerts were given either in the Scheibel Auditorium or in the Patty Gymnasium. Needless to say, this building did not exist. During his tenure, and largely through his efforts, the department grew in size to 10 full-time permanent faculty positions and approximately 70 declared music majors at the time of his retirement in 1979.
Not only did he strive for excellence in campus performing groups, but he also contributed greatly to the community's musical groups.
For 13 of his 16 years, he was head of the music department. Of the many significant accomplishments of Mr. Davis, the following seem particularly worthy of note. He led the music faculty in a critical review of its curriculum, which resulted in the full accreditation of all of its academic programs by the National Association of Schools of Music in 1979. He also led the faculty in the development of its Master of Arts degree in music, and that program also received approval in the year that Mr. Davis retired, which is 1979. As director of the Choir of the North, Professor Davis presented scores of concerts, not only in this hall, but in dozens of communities throughout the state, in Canada, in the lower 48, and in Europe. It's particularly appropriate that we honor him at a Choir of the North concert, because the first public performance held in this hall in the spring of 1974 was Choir of the North concert. 20 years ago, Professor Davis started what is now called the University of Alaska Fairbanks Summer Fine Arts Camp, a program which now attracts well over 200 junior and senior high school students to the campus each summer. They come from throughout the state of Alaska and from the lower states as well. His contributions to music in the community are numerous. Two particular contributions should be mentioned here. First, he contributed significantly to the formation and artistic leadership of the Fairbanks Light Opera Theater. And this organization has since received national recognition for the quality of its performances. And principally due to his leadership, the Fairbanks Concert Association has developed a yearly concert subscription series, which is the envy of cities far larger than Fairbanks.
While quantity and growth are important to Davis, it's the quality that makes the performance memorable.
The most important quality which characterized his teaching and creative activities was his overriding concern for excellence, a quality which continues to be an inseparable part of all of his endeavors today. Combined with this insistence for high quality was his ability to bring his visions into reality and to encourage others to expand their visions and to bring those to reality as well. As a member of this faculty, he continually challenged his students and colleagues to set their goals beyond what they thought were possible, and most importantly, he convinced them of their ability to achieve these expanded goals.
Dr. David Stetch is head of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Music Department. Dr. Patrick J. O'Rourke is the UAF Chancellor. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.
As I mentioned earlier, the Earth's surface is filled with a generalized power called Sintala, which is essential for shaman's medicine. People can make use of the Earth's surface, but because of Sintala, they must treat it with respect. This is one way of recognizing All right. Okay. Yeah.